I learned a lot of things through Dr. X.
All right, more music by DJ Syntronic. DJ Dave Syntronic on Nasty Radio WJQR with Dr. X. Ugh.
We used to laugh because we used to say he can make a transmitter out of pots and pans. That's how smart he was. You know, he would go to Radio Shack and he would buy all kinds of gadgets and build stuff. And then he got comfortable with me and, you know, he showed me the transmitter. So I was very fascinated with the whole pirate radio. And he taught me some things and then he sold me the transmitter.
For security reasons, I'm broadcasting from an undisclosed location because the subject of tonight's American expose is terrorism.
It was a really big, clunky transmitter. It was like all tubes. You know, once I bought that, then I put it up in an apartment that I had over here in Windsor Terrace. We put the antenna up, and then I started, and then I decided to call it, you know, since we knew we were doing something that was bad, we decided to call it WBAD Radio.
Yeah, this is Badass Radio. Yo, what's up, Cuz? What's up with those radio stations playing love songs all day long?
Hey, yo, I never knew love like that before. And I don't wanna know love like that no more. I'd rather hear that ill shit that Syntronics be playing. We don't play no commercials, so son, what you saying? Bad radio, pirate station, not creation. Sponsors and censors, we got no relation. Never break up like Jodeci and Devante. Syntronics, Mystic, Carlito, Brigante. Sinister Cause, D.O.T., Vigilante. If you wanna battle, let's make a betting up to Annie. We could get ill for real and still go to heaven. Bad radio, Sundays, 5 to 11.
Back in the 90s, you couldn't get your music played anywhere. I saw an opportunity to play some of this independent music, the stuff that the radio stations like Hot 97, they wouldn't play because Puff Daddy at the time was dominating the radio station and, you know, there was some sort of, I don't know how true it is, but they said there was payola going on, you know, and they controlled the stations.
What would up?
Yo.
Dren Star.
We're here. I go by the name of Dren Star. I was born and raised in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. I've been doing music for over 25 years. I believe Syntronics reached out to me because he was already doing the show. He was doing a house music, club music. And when he brought me on board, it was to do the hip-hop show. He never did hip-hop before. So we collaborated on that together. And it really went viral wasn't the word at the time. But yeah, it went viral. You know, we provided 4 or 5 hours of just nonstop raw hip-hop that people were just fiending for at the time. Where they didn't have to buy a mixtape and they didn't have to go running around. They could just be wherever they were at, in the park, in the barbershop. We had a lot of barbershops. That's all the talk of the town goes on. You know, that's where we got a lot of love. We were the only ones at that time providing that type of platform for the type of music we were playing. We played all the dirty versions. We would do like a test run. I would be in the car and try to go as far as I can. And the signal was nice and crispy. And, you know, we would know what zones we were hitting hard by our callers. First thing we would ask them was, where are you calling from?
You're calling, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Flatbush right now.
Yo, Papa, man, what's the hottest station, baby?
91.9. This time I got it right.
What's up, man? Where are you calling from?
From Bushwick.
Hello, you're on BAD Radio.
Yo.
What's up, baby?
Yo, want to give a shout out to the funk niggas.
All right,
hold on, my nigga, Fab, Kate.
Where you calling from?
The Lower.
Lower Deck. BAD Radio, the area.
It was priceless. Like, going on the air is priceless, you know. Knowing that what you're doing and speaking into a microphone, knowing that thousands and thousands of people are hearing you and supporting you and appreciate what you're doing for the hip-hop community, and it was a great feeling. Every time we did our show, it was nothing but love.
What up? Got my nigga Terror Squad in, Captain Leader, Big Motherfucking Pun in the studio right now, know what I mean? This is why niggas hate us, know what I'm saying?
They hate us. If they hate us for doing our thing, we'll hate them back.